President George W. Bush accepting his victory in yesterday's election. The music erupts at the Ronald Reagan building amidst the cheers as the president and the vice president embrace their wives and accept the cheers of the crowd. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. The president speaking directly to the supporters of John Kerry. I need your support, he said, and will work to earn your trust. A new election is a new opportunity to reach out to all. This is one country with one constitution that binds us, and if we all work together, there's no limit to what America can do. He had kind words for his opponent, John Kerry, who earlier today conceded the election. He said he had a duty to serve all Americans. Of course, then went on to thank the vice president, his family, and all of those who worked for his election. Joining us now to talk about the president's speech, the election, and what we can expect for the next 4 years is Joe Klein, a senior writer for Time magazine. He's with us by phone from his home in New York. Good to talk with you again.
Hey, Neil.
The president 4 years ago said a uniter, not a divider. He is working from a bigger mandate now. Very generous words about uniting the country. What can we expect?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I don't think that I know one thing more than I knew when he began to speak. He absolutely defended his record of the last 4 years. You know, with no hint of any kind of modification in that, and unless there's some sort of a modification in that, I don't think he's going to have much luck reaching across to Democrats and to, you know, the substantial minority of people in this country, and perhaps even a majority, who think that the war in Iraq was a bad move, and who are worried about, you know, the budget deficits and the imminent retirement of my fat, happy, overindulged baby boom generation.
And we just have about a minute or so before we have to take a break, Joe, but policies for the next 4 years did not figure prominently in this campaign.
No. I mean, it was essentially a defense of the last 4 years. It was a defense of the war in Iraq, and he did mention some initiatives in terms of health care, in terms of privatizing Social Security, and so on, but we just don't have very much money in the till right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, he can do about that.
Joe Klein, senior writer for Time magazine. Stay with us, Joe. We'll be back after a short break, and of course, we're going to be talking with you as well. We have two lines set up today. If Bush supporters would like to call in, 800-344-3893. Again, that's 800-344-3893. Kerry supporters can reach us, 800-344-3864. Again, Kerry supporters, 800-344-3864. We're going to come back after a short break, so stay with us and stay with NPR News for election coverage as we continue to analyze what happened yesterday and what it's going to mean. I'm Neil Conan. This is special coverage from NPR News.